Saying how Brother Joseph spoke to him yesterday, and we were conversing there, and Brother Joseph was just so happy and getting his rest and just having a great time. And amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wasn't gonna tell it, but I'll probably get in trouble, but yesterday I was praying one of tonight's tape where to end it, and I was just like, man, I was just having one of those tug of war moments, and so I just texted Brother Joseph, you know, Brother Joseph, you know, I kind of lean this way of where to stop that tape, and I kind of feel like stopping at a certain place, and I says, if you've got time, you know, just let me know what you think. I'd sure appreciate it. And,
amen.
5 minutes later, or whatever it was, I text me back, Brother, that's exactly where I would stop it too. Makes me feel a whole lot better. Whole lot better. He's listening in. God bless you, Brother Joseph. Thank you. We love you. Amen.
Amen. We love you, brother.
My brother sent me an email, and we were conversing back and forth. He's sharing a few quotes with me, and I just couldn't help it. I just have to share some of these quotes with you. It's just awesome. But you know, I just want to raise my hand and declare to you that I'm not ashamed of one bit of what I'm fixing to say.
Amen.
Not one iota. We're tape listeners. Amen. We're tape people.
Amen.
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 Brother Branham said, he says, get a group of people together and play it. Amen. Well, that's what we're doing this morning, is getting a group of people together, and we're playing the message of the hour. It's the voice of God to us.
Amen.
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 He said, I am God's voice to you.
Amen.
If I want to know what God thinks about it, all I have to do is push that button. And there it is. It's God's voice to me. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, I'm so happy to see. This is on the message, Our Hope is in God, 1951. Amen. He says, I'm so happy to see these brethren here, just a whole line of these recorders, and what a work they're doing for the Lord. These recordings are being sent around the nation, and they're going into homes and into halls and so forth. They even got us in a movie picture the other day to introduce these things. And hundreds of people are being saved and healed right through these recordings.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said it. He said it. I believe it. Amen. He says, aren't you happy? God bless you. May be seated. He says, aren't you happy that men's got the message on their heart? Maybe they're not preachers, but they're trying to get the message to the people, end quote.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I love it. I got to read you another one. He says, and may I, if I never see them in this life, think of that, you and I today. If I never see them in this life, when I cross over into that land, may they run and grab me, and I grab them, and they, we holler, precious brother, to one another.
Yes.
Say, I heard your tape on Ephesus, how that God predestinated us to eternal life.
Amen.
And it was on that tape that I received the voice of God and was sealed away by the Holy Ghost into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Saved, healed, sealed away into the kingdom of God by hearing this message.
Amen.
And it's this message that's restoring us
back
to where we started from the very beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything that we have need of is in God's voice.
Amen.
That's what I believe. He delivers us and He heals us by His voice, Psalms 107. He feeds us by His voice, St. John 6 and chapter 10 also. He gives us faith by His voice, Romans 10. He seals us by His voice, Acts 10 and St. John 5. And He will also raise us up in the resurrection by His voice in St. John 5.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's according to His word.
Yeah.
Everything that we have need of is in His voice.
Yeah.
His voice is His word, and the word came to the prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If we have any question, we go right back to the tape.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's the answer.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
That simple.
Amen.
I'd like to share with you another quote here about the tapes. Just bear with me for a minute. Let's see here. Just bear with me here. Okay. All right. I'm using this, and I'm so thrilled about the new application on the message.
Amen.
I've just been so excited, and it's so helpful. Okay, here it is. Okay. Yeah, this is it. Found it. Sorry. Thank you for your patience. This is good. It's worth your time.
Amen.
It really is. Brother Bam says, on God, does God ever change His mind about His word?
Yeah.
Listen here. He says, quote, the first thing you know, a tape drops into their house.
Yeah.
That's got it then. If he's a sheep, he comes right with it.
Amen.
If he's a goat, he kicks the tape out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Brother Ben Bryant says, and you too. You see, that's, and you too, is right, Ben. That's exactly right. Ben has had some experience. All right. Well, that's right. When you kick the tape out, you're kicking Brother Branham out. Amen. We aren't doing that here. Amen. Brother Branham's here to stay. Amen. We stand for, and that's what we believe, and we're not moving. Stand right there. God bless you. God bless you. Show them to you. You may be seated. You cannot separate the tapes from Brother Branham. The message and the messenger are one. We never question the message. We believe and live the message. We love the message. In fact, believers don't question. Believers believe. I got to read you this one. I will sit down here in a minute. I just got to share this one with you. How many of you is believers this morning? Raise your hand.
Amen. Amen.
By the grace of God, I'm a real believer. Amen. I'm a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And Satan can't take it from me. Amen. Brother Branham says on the message, three kinds of believers. He says, we see the believer what? Accepts the word. Every race, every generation, from all the way from Noah all the way up, we could take 6 months of revival right on that right there, bringing up the characters they believe. The believer don't question. The believer believes it. Regardless of what it sounds like or what anybody else has got to say about it, how impossible it seems to be, the believer believes it. Believes what? The word. Not the creed, the word. Not the denomination, the word. Not what somebody else says, what the word says. Now remember, that is the believer. The believer doesn't question. The believer doesn't say, how can it be if I can get it explained? That's the unbeliever. Mm-hmm. It's the believer that no matter what it is, if it's the word, it's the word. That's true. That's the believer. How many believers?
Amen.
Amen. I believe it. No questions, no explaining. I believe it. That's it. Amen. It's just like Sister Grubb sings, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I never put my sword down and I don't ever put it in my sheath.
No.
I've always got it in my hand, and whatever's going on, I've always got it. It's just, Lord, give me wisdom to not use it on my brother and sister. Just, Lord, let me use it on the devil and no one else.
Amen.
But anyway, this morning, we are trying, by the grace of God, to point you to one thing and one thing only. And that's to the ministry of Brother William Marion Branham.
Amen.
Because that is the voice of God to us. And that is the absolute, that is the answer for every question that we've got.
Yes.
It is the message of the hour.
Amen.
And God chose him. And God has emphasized him through this Bible.
Amen.
It's God's program.
Yes.
It's his program. Now, this morning, I just want to leave you with this, because this is what my prayer is for me this morning, and I'm making it personal, is that right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not 2 months from now, no, I'm talking about right now, is the most important time of our life. Right now. And my prayer is this. is, Lord, I know one thing. I know the Lord's going to be here this morning. Amen. I know that without a doubt.
Amen.
I know He's here. And I know, number two, I'm going to hear the very voice of God to me.
Yeah.
I know that.
Amen.
Without question. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be to the point. It's going to answer every question.
Amen.
And it's going to answer every question for every one of you also.
Amen.
Now the question is not those two things, because that's already going to be. But the question is, Lord, prepare my heart to receive what I have need of.
Amen.
And that, Lord, give me the right approach, that I can approach You right with the right mental attitude to receive what You have for me. Because the table is spread. The table is spread. Every answer that I need is right here. It's going to be on this tape. It's going to be on this tape.
Amen.
Because this tape is what we're supposed to hear for this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be this tape. It's going to be the right now. This is what we're here for. And Lord, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Lord, hear me. Lord, don't pass me by. Feed me, Lord. I want to receive every word that You have for me. I want to approach You with the right mental attitude. I believe Your prophet. And I'm ready to receive whatever it is, Lord, feed me. And I'm finished. But that's what I have on my heart to tell you. So now, as we change the order of the service now, Lord, really reach out and touch the Lord. We invite Him into this service. We ask Him to come and have full control. He's going to have full control. And you got one or two choices. If you're a little discouraged, if you're in or out, the thing is you're here this morning.
Yeah,
you're here. You say, well, I've been having a lot of downs. Well, okay, I'm no different than you are. I've got to fight the same battle to the toe with Satan every day. I've got the same battle too. But we're here this morning, and we have an opportunity. We have a great opportunity. This is our time. Not tomorrow, not next week. Right now, we have an opportunity. If we believe the voice of God is on that tape, I'll tell you, we have a great opportunity. And I know you believe that. But no matter what it is, would you just take that load you're carrying, if you've got a load you're carrying, why don't you quit carrying it? Why don't you just drop it down? And just surrender your whole life to Him. And let Him have full control. Just that simple. And Lord, feed me on Your Word. Man, I love it.
Amen.
I'm expectant.
Amen.
In fact, I'm expecting great things that God's going to do for me. I'm believing it. I'm expecting it as a believer. I don't even know what that is. I can't even explain it to you. But I know God's going to do something for me. Because I've come expecting and I'm ready. And I love Him.
Amen.
If we could just stand, thank You for Your patience. Let's just reach out and touch the Lord. Ask Brother William to come forward to pray over these prayer requests. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, for He is passing by this moment. Your needs to precious Heavenly Father, how great that Thou art, Lord. You promised where two or three were gathered in Your name that You'd be here in the midst, Lord. Oh, what a presence that we feel this morning. You would come down and You'd visit us, Lord. You walk in and out of these aisles, Lord, and You know each desire and need that's in every heart, Lord. Father, we just come to You and say, Lord, we love You with all of our heart, Lord. We worship You, Lord, and we thank You, Father, for what You've done for us, Lord. For coming down and taking our place, Lord. Oh, when I hear that story where Brother Branham says about that bumper over the world and every little sin or thing wrong He did, it was just... He come down, Lord, and it's just Your face and wince in pain, and You say, oh, He didn't mean to do that. Lord, what about me, Lord? Thank You for Your mercy in my life, Father. Thank You for Your love and Your amazing grace, Lord, to pick me up when I'm down. Lord, to heal me when I'm sick, Lord. To help out in every little situation, no matter how great or small, You're always there, Father. Lord, we just... as a group of believers, we want to bring these requests to You this morning that are on this pulpit, Lord. You know each and every one, Lord, from the most, Lord, important and time-sensitive to ones, Lord, that just may seem little to others, but they're all great, Lord, to You. You know all about them, and we commit them into Your hands, Lord. Father, thank You for coming here this morning and being with us, Lord. We just love Your presence, Lord. There's nothing like it, Lord, to be in Your presence, Father. Lord, we're looking forward to the message we're hearing this morning. Father, to think about what You're doing in this day, Lord, through the ministry, Lord, of these tapes going around the world, Lord, and what You're doing across the countries, Father, in the jungles and even in the homes, Lord. No matter if it's in the city or if it's in the farthest remote jungle, Lord, it has the same results, Father. It's the voice of God. Thank You, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to live in this day, the greatest time of all, Lord. It's such an honor to be here and accounted part of one of Your children, Lord. Lord, we just want to commit this service in Your hands, Lord. We just, Lord, just yield ourselves to You and say, here I am, Lord. Use us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Open up our hearts to hear Your word. And as we sing some songs, Lord, to worship You and to rejoice and to thank You, Lord, for what You're doing in our lives and in this time, just pray that You'd be with us and that You'd be pleased, Lord. Lord, thank You for Brother Joseph and what he means to us, Lord. Without the leading, the way You've led him, Lord, for this ministry through the voice of God, Lord, where would we be, Father?
Yes.
Where would be the tapes, Lord? Where would the Word be without Your guidance in his life and the way he's conducted and done all that he's done through the work, Lord, You called him to be. Thank You, Lord, for his life, and thank You for his sacrifice, Lord, for the families, Lord,
yes, Lord.
All that he's done, Lord, we just appreciate You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Just ask You be with us and commit all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We'll reach out and touch the Lord as He and You will find He's not too busy to hear Your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, Your needs to supply. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. You may be seated. So wonderful to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. It's exciting to be here and looking forward to it all weekend. It's just so wonderful to fellowship and be here with you. There's a little song that I'd like to sing. We've never sang it here before. And young people, I know you all know it from camp, and it's brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. And then we ask the sisters, how do you feel? And you say, I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my heart. Amen. We sing it all around, and Brother John Wall and I were talking earlier, and we've had a lot of trips overseas together, and that song has really followed us everywhere. It's spread worldwide and been such a blessing to many. It's also the same tune and melody as the scripture songs, Hebrews 13:8. So we're going to try to sing all those this morning. Brothers, how do you feel? Oh, brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my soul. Brothers, how do you feel? Oh, brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. Brothers, how do you feel? I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my soul. Let's ask the sisters. Oh, sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Now, sisters, ask us. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. There's no condemnation in my heart. I can testify. I can testify. No condemnation. I can testify. No condemnation. I can testify. No condemnation. No condemnation in my heart. Testify. I can testify. No condemnation, I can testify. No condemnation, I can testify. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. I can sing and shout, I can sing and shout. Amen. No condemnation, I can sing and shout. Amen. No condemnation, I can sing and shout. Amen. No condemnation. No condemnation in my heart. Let's sing and shout. Oh, I can sing and shout. No condemnation, I can sing and shout. Amen. No condemnation, I can sing and shout. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. There is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation, there is therefore now. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, on and honor to come before you this morning, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, that day at Calvary, Lord. You took away all our sins, and Lord, by your stripes we're healed. Lord, there's certainly no condemnation, Lord. We love you, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Pray that you bless this. his tithes and offerings to be taken for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be that each one that's here present in this service, and be those that cannot be here, Father. Bless them, we pray. Bless them for the part of this service, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation, there is therefore now. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. Oh, I can sing and shout. No condemnation, I can sing and shout.
Amen.
No condemnation, I can sing and shout. Amen. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. I can testify and I can testify. No condemnation, I can testify. No condemnation, I can testify. No condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. Brothers, just ask the sisters. Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters, how do you feel? Sisters? Yesterday and today and forever. Oh, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday and today and forever. There is therefore now. There is therefore now. No condemnation there. There is therefore now no condemnation, no condemnation. One more time. There is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation, no condemnation in my heart. And give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, keep me burning till the break of day. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, keep me burning till the break. Love in my heart, keep me.
Lord, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen. Let's give a big clap offering.
Shackled by unbelief, I'm
to leave. And I feel anticipation for his soon message shalom and all is well. And all is well.
And he is here.
Servant and prophet, Brother William Marion Branham, with Thus Saith the Lord. God bless you.
I want to first thank each one of you who got the message, the praise of the wife. She's been very, very